From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Deciding what to do about Syria just got more complicated for President Obama, at least on the diplomatic front. He's been considering a shot across the bow, as he puts it, to punish Bashar al-Assad's government for using chemical weapons. But today, the British Parliament voted against a possible military strike, and other allies are waiting to see what UN inspectors find. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In a lengthy and heated debate in the British Parliament, Prime Minister David Cameron argued there is good reason and a legal basis to launch a military strike on Syria, but Parliament rejected his arguments, even after he tried to reassure lawmakers that his government will wait to see the evidence gathered by UN chemical weapons inspectors.
The weapons investigators in Damascus must complete their work. They should brief the United Nations Security Council. A genuine attempt should be made at a condemnatory Chapter 7 resolution backing all necessary measures.
Cameron made the comment a day after the U.S. said it saw no way forward at the U.N. because of Russia's intransigence on the issue of Syria. Russia called another meeting of the permanent five Security Council members to discuss Syria, and the U.S. took part despite its doubts. State Department spokesperson Marie Harf says the administration is still weighing its options and will move ahead with or without the U.N. or even the U.K.
We make our own decisions in our own timeline, but clearly the consultation piece of this is incredibly important.
The Obama administration has also basically written off a UN chemical weapons investigation, calling it redundant because the team is only there to determine whether and what kind of chemical weapons were used, not to assign blame. But UN spokesman Farhan Haq says the investigators have gathered a lot of evidence that they will bring to different labs in Europe, and he argues that the evidence could provide more clarity to policymakers.
They will have a large number of facts at their disposal. They've collected a considerable amount of evidence through samples, evidence through witness interviews, and they can construct from that a fact-based narrative that can get at the key facts of what happened on the 21st of August.
The UN spokesman says the investigators plan to leave Damascus Saturday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon cut short a trip to Europe to return to New York and expects to get a briefing by the inspectors soon. State Department spokesperson Harf says the U.S. will look at the UN findings, though she says the U.S. has already reached its own conclusions.
Obviously, any additional information we get from the UN or elsewhere, we would welcome. But we would also say that we believe the Assad regime has used the UN investigation at times and its response to the UN investigation to stall. They've used it to hide behind, quite frankly.
She rejected any comparison to the Bush administration's use of intelligence assessments to justify the war in Iraq. Harf says what the Obama administration is contemplating for Syria is far more limited. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.